Labourers in New Delhi work through temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius to construct India's new parliament buildings. Like many street vendors and auto rickshaw drivers here, they make up some of the 75% of India's workforce who work outdoors.
We have to go outside to work. It's very hot. Even the water we carry becomes too hot to drink. We don't even have enough water.
A heat wave has gripped many parts of India for weeks. That's after the nation saw its hottest March since records began 122 years ago. The higher than usual temperatures have led to demand for electricity reaching an all-time high this week and power cuts in several states.
Delhi's regional government has told people to expect power outages at metros and hospitals because of a shortage of coal at power plants. The Indian government has cancelled hundreds of passenger trains to rush coal to thermal power plants around the country.
The intense heat has also affected wheat crops, with some agriculture experts predicting this year's yield will be 25% less. That could have international implications. India was planning to help fill the gap in global wheat supplies left by Russia and Ukraine.
We also know that 55 countries were dependent on the food coming from the Baltic region. And 55 is not a small number. So if you can't be standing along with another 55 looking for wheat supplies next year. So I think we have to be very watchful and careful.
Meteorologists say the severe weather is part of a reoccurring trend.
You notch the temperature up. So when you get these heat wave events, they're becoming more frequent, they're more intense, and when they happen, they last longer. So we're definitely seeing a shift in the trend to more intense heat waves happening in this part of the world.
The Indian Meteorological Department says heatwave conditions will continue in several regions in the next 5 days, but there's little respite expected afterwards, with May and June usually the hottest months of the year. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.